Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike, and today is Easter Sunday, 2020. So first off, happy Easter to everyone. I know not everybody celebrates the Christian tradition, but it's still nice to wish everybody a happy Easter. Especially, I think Easter is appropriate today because I'm talking about flowers. So I think a lot of people like to have themselves be surrounded by flowers, especially on Easter. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about flowers a little bit briefly. I might do a brief meditation with everybody, and then I'll be taking calls and pulling cards from Robert Rees' Flower Therapy Oracle cards. So I am a trained flower therapy practitioner through Robert Rees, so I know a good deal about the flowers. Telling you how to work with them, you know, which flower would be appropriate for you, and whatever other intuitive guidance that I receive. It all depends on the moment. I just kind of trust my guidance. So first off, thank you for joining me today. I hope that you're doing well. I know there's a lot of craziness happening in the world. I hope that you're finding a place within yourself that you can find some solitude and just sort of connect with your higher self. I know flowers are a great way to do that. You know, Robert Rees calls them the angels of nature. And I think that's a beautiful term because that's how I feel about them. I think they're wonderful. I have, in fact, right behind me, I have these beautiful deep indigo purple orchids that I found at the local grocery store, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, even though we're confined to this internal space at the moment, you can still go out and you can find flowers, and maybe they're even growing wild in your backyard or out in nature somewhere. And, you know, flowers are all around us. Have you ever really thought about how frequently flowers are used in our day-to-day existence? I mean, flowers are used through so many humans that we have, you know, in our rituals. We have them, you know, someone's sick in the hospital. What do? We send them flowers. For our, you know, our dances, our proms, we give our date a corsage or put a little flower on their, you know, on the pin a little flower to the suit. For, you know, for funerals, we give flowers and all kinds of celebrations. Flowers are a deep part of our culture, deep part of our human experience. And, you know, flowers are symbolic in a lot of ways because there's several different colors that they come in. We think of symbolism. Colors are symbols. The shape of the flower, how the flower grows, you know, like is it an enormous flower? Is it a small flower? Does it expand into a certain kind of fruit? There's all kinds of things that we can think of, or maybe the fragrance of the flower as well. Some flowers are extremely fragrant and some not so much, but there's so many kinds of things to consider when you're thinking about a flower. So I truly believe that flowers connect us with the divine. And I think that that's in our subconscious. I mean, it's Buddha actually said, this is a quote from Buddha. He said, if we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change. Now just think for a moment about what it takes for a flower to just even come into existence. So first you have the actual plant of the flower itself. So that's an enormous amount of energy being transmitted through chemical, you know, you have photosynthesis process just to get the actual plant itself growing. Then once the plant is in a particular state, then all the energy is being focused from that plant into the buds of this flower. And just when the perfect time arrives, the flower will bloom and blossom into this beautiful flower that we see. So you hear it, you hear the phrase very frequently, you know, coming into bloom, coming into blossom, just like a flower waiting for the perfect time to come into existence, to display itself to the world. So maybe you're coming into bloom right now. Maybe you're blossoming yourself into this beautiful person. Okay. But just think about that. Think about like all the energy from the plant being focused into the buds of that flower. That's one of the reasons why flowers are so potent, because there's so much being put into that flower. So the fragrance of the flower, the energy of the flower, all that. Now, another thing to consider about a flower is that you don't actually have to have a physical flower in front of you to experience the frequency of that particular flower and what that brings. You can have a photo of the flower. You can just think of the flower. Our thoughts really are that powerful. Wherever you put your energy, that will be attracted to you. So if you can't go out in nature, if you can't have an actual flower, you can still experience it by just connecting with it, you know, virtually through a photo or through your mind or through meditation or some other kind of way. You don't have to have the physical flower with you. Now, but back to Buddha. So this is something interesting. Now Buddha, we know, is associated very often with the lotus flower. And what's interesting about that is that supposedly, like in one of his later sermons in his later years, he held up a freshly picked lotus flower, you know, roots and all. And when you hold up a lotus flower, lotus flowers are very beautiful, but in order to grow, they require a lot of muckiness, a lot of thick mud. So there's the upper part of the flower, which you see this beautiful lotus flower, but beneath the lotus flower is this kind of, you know, icky, muddy kind of looking experience, right? So there's this dichotomy there between this darkness and the light, so to speak, you know, and it's really just a true testament to that out of things that seem icky and mucky can come great beauty, and we can blossom into that. And lotus flowers are often associated, you know, spiritually with spiritual energy and connect. And according to the flower therapy, it's associated with opening up your chakras. Now, if you don't know what chakras are energy centers that run up our spine, and they're main energy centers of the body. And just thinking about a lotus flower or having a lotus flower around or seeing a picture of it can help to open up your energy centers to help you connect more with your true spiritual self, and also just giving you a sense of peace. And besides that, they're beautiful flowers. I mean, there's lots of photos and paintings about lotus flowers, but I thought that was interesting to share with you that, you know, there's that symbolism part of the flower, and that really that there's symbolism can be present everywhere, but flowers in particularly, as I mentioned, really have a lot of symbolism to offer. Now, you also, as you're with flowers, you might want to call upon Archangel Raphael. So Archangel Raphael is, you know, as we consider him to be the healing angel, and Raphael, if you're trying to specifically focus on healing, can help you to heal, but can also help you to connect more specifically with that flower. Now, there's other, you know, angels and other, you know, nature beings that you can call upon. But I personally like to work with Archangel Raphael for that healing aspect. And you'll know that Raphael's around because you'll feel this sense of peace. But you'll also, if you're clairvoyant or if you just kind of notice at the corner of your eye, you'll see this emerald green energy. You'll see this emerald green. So sometimes when I'm talking to people on this radio show, for example, I'll see this emerald green around them. So I know that they are going through a healing or they work in the healing practices. So I know Archangel Raphael is there. But what I'd like to do before I, you know, I get to some of your calls, and I'll do this in just a minute, I want to do a quick meditation just to sort of get us in the mode of peace and connecting with Archangel Raphael, because I think that he is a great spiritual anchor during this time. Okay. So I'm just going to play some music, and I invite you wherever you are to just connect with that. Close your eyes and just let it happen. Okay. So give me just a moment, y'all. Oops, wrong music. Haha, it made you laugh. Okay, here it is. So hello everyone, thank you for being here today. I'm connecting with the Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Raphael is here with us now, bringing the healing energy through every cell, tissue, organ, muscle of our physical bodies. And we are asking Archangel Raphael to bring healing to all aspects of our life, not just physical, but spiritual, mental, emotional, and anything else that needs healing. We ask that this healing energy be spread across the planet in waves of a beautiful healing energy that's gently sifting through the atmosphere down into the planet itself, raising up the frequency, transmuting any negative thoughts, fears, worries into a high frequency of love, light, and peace. And as we join together on this call, on this show, let the unity be present, because in truth all is one, there is no separation. And let that unity clear any division that may be happening or that we may have felt in our lives. And we ask that the healing come forth, the greatest and highest good today, and that these readings of flowers bring blessings to everyone that's listening now or later on demand. And lastly, anything that you are needing to receive at this moment, reach out into the ethers and ask. Just know that it is coming forth into your being, to your physical existence. And feeling this peace and love washing over you, knowing that all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. Love, love. So it is. Isn't that nice? I just like to do that to kind of bring us to a place of center. So we're talking today, if you're just joining us, about flower therapy and connecting with flowers. And I wanted to share with you, before I get to the calls in just a moment, a flower that I feel is appropriate for all of us at this time. And you can see a picture of this on my Facebook page, but I'm sure everybody knows what a sunflower looks like. But you can see the card that I've chosen, because when I do a reading, I basically just ask in my mind, what does this person or what do we need to know? And I trust my intuition. So the card that was chosen for us was the sunflower. Now, what's great about the sunflower, and in fact, this particular picture itself, is that the sunflower is associated with smiling. If you look at the photo, you'll see that even in the central part of the flower where the seeds are, it almost looks like a smile. It almost looks like a happy face, you know? Smiles, I feel like when I think of a sunflower, I think of, like, you know, young girls putting sunflowers on their little hats, you know, and just this kind of opening up to the sun and letting the goodness in. But sunflower is about, you know, this bright, cheery kind of energy and letting yourself be happy and smile, so that when you smile, you bring joy to yourself and those others around you. And it's a contagious sort of energy, and it can make a difference during this time. You know, you have to kind of laugh at the hard times, so to speak. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's hard for you specifically, but it's definitely a challenging time for many of us. And how can we get through that? Just by remaining calm, being peaceful, and most importantly, being loving as possible. The more loving you can be, the more happy you can be, the more calm you can be, the more quickly and easily you can transition through this time, but any time really in your life. So the sunflower, it's a great flower. Again, you don't have to have the actual sunflower near you. You can just have the picture of the sunflower and sort of just meditate on what it means. Another interesting thing about the sunflower, now this is from a mathematical geometry perspective, but the central part of it where the seeds are has a lot of interesting spirals and Fibonacci sequences in there. So that's just something, I'm kind of a math nerd, so that's just something interesting. There's a lot of other types of symbolism, and we can talk about that in a different show. But from a spiritual perspective, really, we're thinking about the energy of the flower, reminding you to smile. So smile today, wherever you are. Do something to make yourself happy. Watch a comedy, or just, you know, look at old photos. I know a lot of people are going through their old photos, cleaning out their attics and finding old stuff. Like, oh, I remember that photo. Find stuff that makes you smile. Notice how good it makes you feel. Share that with somebody else. Find an old photo of a family member. Text it to them. Say, hey, remember this time when we were together in this great place? You know, because maybe we can't do that now, but we will be able to do that soon. And you want to connect with that frequency. All right. So flower therapy. Okay, we're going to take some calls here in just a moment. Again, I don't have a call screener yet. I'm still working on that, by the way. Still trying to figure out all the ins and outs of this studio. So all I see is some phone numbers. So I'll have to say your area code. And if I get you on the air, just please tell me your name as well as where you're calling from. And I'll let you know what flowers are working with you at this time. So I'm going to put on some transition music, grab the cards, and I will take your calls. Okay, everybody, we're going to get to the phone lines here, and I see lots of people calling in. Thank you so much for being here today. It's great to see so many people interested in this topic. I think it's kind of a cool topic, and I'm going to just, again, draw some cards and share whatever comes through. We're going to get to our first call. You have been holding for a while. You're calling from area code 917. Let me get you on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Tim, calling from New York.
Tim?
Yes, Tim from New York.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing this afternoon? Are you doing all right?
I can't complain. It's an Easter Sunday. I'm quarantined like everyone else. So.
Yeah, exactly. We have to make the best of it. So, Tim, what I'm doing is drawing some cards for my listeners. So I'm going to let you know what would be a good flower to work with at this moment, as well as whatever kind of intuitive sense I get for you. So there's a few things that are coming out as I'm shuffling these cards. There's two cards that actually I kind of want to talk about here with you. There's two flowers. So the first one, and what's really interesting about this is that this can be not only true for you specifically, but for everybody that's listening. So if I don't get to your call, just remember there's always a message for you. You'll listen and you'll hear exactly what you need to hear for that particular moment. So Tim, the first flower is the African violet, which you can look at a photo of it. It's, you know, it's this beautiful violet purple flower with a bright yellow center to it. Okay, but it's about clearing your energy field, So clearing your chakras, clearing your energy. But I don't feel like it's really for you specifically for your body. I feel like you do a good job with that. I feel like for you, it's your physical space, the space that you're in, the home or the room that you might be in, just kind of clearing the cobwebs, so to speak, because you've been spending a lot of time on yourself. But don't forget the space that you're in and how the space that you're in connects to everything, connects to the people that might be living in the space with you or sharing. I feel like sharing a room, like maybe in the room next to you or something, like the energy is not quite on the same frequency as you, but you can, by cleaning your space, your energy in the room around you, it can go through the physical wall itself and can clear, help to heal that person or people, whoever it is, as well, because they might not be in the same spiritually place as you. They might not have the same connection. Okay. So you can put a picture of the African violet. You can print it out. You can put it on the wall and just know that that energy will go through the wall and kind of clear that energy that you want to clear. Of course, we know burning sage is also a great way. I don't know if you like the burn sage. I like the burn sage. To me, that's a great way to clear. Sound healing is really great to work with as well in terms of flowers. You know, you can listen to some audio recordings of like bells chiming, or just clap your hands to kind of clear some energy. Think you'll know intuitively like what spots, where to go to, what needs to sort of be cleansed. But I feel like it's not for you specifically. Okay. But just know that you can use this flower or a photo of it to clear any kinds of energy, any kind of negativity. Maybe, you know, if you find yourself at any point in time thinking a negative thought or you know, getting stuck with that old energy, you can use this flower to do that. Now, the other flower is the tulip, which is a perfect spring flower. You totally think of that. It's a beautiful flower. But the tulip is about taking time for yourself. And the tulip can help you to open up to that, because that's what's happening to almost, you know, all of us right now. We're finding we have to go within. We have to just, you know, make the best of dealing with, you know, the people that are close to us and ourselves. So the tulip can help you to be able to find more ways to relax within yourself and to just sort of ground and bring in some of that creative stuff too. I feel like you have a lot of creative energy that you're trying to channel in. It's time for you to put that out there and put up stuff around you in your room that you, or your space that you have done, your creative works, things you've done before, to remind yourself, oh yeah, I can do this. I remember when I drew that, or when I wrote that thing, or whatever it is that you do that's creative. I feel like there's this creative push for you, like you're wanting to take this leap, but you just have to do it. You know, don't worry about you know, where it's going to bring you or what it's going to do. Just let it come out of yourself. I feel like the creativity is an outlet for you in terms of expressing yourself. There's a lot of expression there, and especially through physical movement. I kind of get this physical sense. Like, so try to do some more physical activity. You know, like I know, like I've actually been watching this video on YouTube called 7-Minute Workout. I don't know if you know about this, but it's a really cool, easy workout. And it's like you do one workout, you do like different stations basically, like for like 30 seconds. You know, push ups and, you know, you run in place or whatever, but it's only 7 minutes, and it's a great way to just get your physical body moving to, you know, cause if we're stuck inside, we might not get as much physical exercise as we would like. And those are two flowers you can work with. And also just to know that any healing that you're asking for is already made manifest. So I hope that this has made sense to you, Tim, as I've been kind of talking about this.
No, and it certainly has. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so very much.
Let me know how these flowers might have helped you, or if they, you know, what kind of results you got from using these flowers, the photos of the flowers. I'm interested in hearing that.
I will certainly follow back up with you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Well, enjoy the rest of your day and take care of yourself.
You do the same. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. All right. Let's get to our next call. You're calling from area code 951. Get you on the line here.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Good. Nathaniel. Wow. You were just a regular on my show. You got to get the, you have to get like a special fanfare for that. There's something. let me pull a flower for you. Let me let you know which flower is good for you right now. I know you were trying to get the guitar classes going and stuff. So The flower that I drew for you today is called the forget-me-not. It's like a 5-petaled kind of whitish flower with a yellow center. You could look it up online, but it's about healing stuff from your past, more specifically from a past life. So things from a past life, maybe you've been getting visions about things, or you've been wanting to heal certain things. You know, it could be a past life, or it could be from this life, your past, but just letting stuff that no longer serves you, that's being triggered at this moment, just sort of letting it heal and bringing you into this present moment. Is that resonating with you?
Yeah, I think so. It's maybe a past life, but it's probably a lot of this life too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you can sort of ask for some guidance from your guides, from your angels, about, you know, what it is that you need to release, what memories are still there. The thing you have to remember is this, and a lot of people probably don't know this, but your memories are held in the cells of your body, especially trauma and fear, because as we know, as spiritual people, there's really two extremes of emotions. There's love and there's fear. Now, love is a super expansive, open energy, but fear is contractive. And when you're afraid, your body tenses up, and you tense up, and your body stores fear and trauma in your body. And I actually experienced this. You know, I actually studied to be a massage therapist years ago. And when I was on the massage table, it was a Reiki practitioner. She hit a particular spot on my back. And when she hit it, I just started crying for like no reason. And I recognized that, whoa, I was storing my pain in that particular place in my body. So, you know, just know that there's your physical body can help you also to know what to let go of. If you find a particular spot in your body that's really tight or tense, it could be that's where your trauma has been stored, and that's where you may want to focus. So just try to think about that. You know, I feel, do you have a garden in your backyard or some kind of garden that you go to frequently? I just see like this garden.
Yes, where I'm at, I've been taking care of this little garden. It's really not that much, but
mm-hmm.
you think I should go out there more?
I just see you going out there and like connecting, and I feel like that is just a place for you to just really be your true authentic self. You're really, really a nature person. I see like the green man with you, so like you really have a sense of connecting with the nature. Is really, 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 it's just your calling, but it's just a really important part of you and who you are. And being there might help you to know what it is that you need to let go of, whatever that is. It could be an old relationship. It could be something from your childhood. You just never know. But it's kind of for you to figure that out. But using the forget-me-not flower can help you too. So you can have a photo of that when you go out in the garden and kind of just sit on that, sit with that, meditate with it. That could help you. But yeah, those are a couple things.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, go to that garden.
That forget me not flower, you know, with 5 petals on it, you know, like
mm-hmm.
people are picking one off, you know, and then wonder, meditate about, you know, what I got to let go of.
Yeah, you know, just go with what you feel intuitively guided to do. I'm just sharing with you what I'm getting.
Okay.
You know, but it's more important to trust your own intuition, because you do have guides, you do have angels that are helping you, that are talking with you,
right.
That
yeah.
you know, probably told you to call in and connected this specific card to you. So just try to think about what it all means. Be gentle with yourself as you go forward. You know, it's a time of letting go for everybody, not just you. Everyone's letting go of stuff. And just look at our world right now. We're letting go of so many old things that no longer serve us. Yeah.
Unfathomable. Hey, well, I appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Absolutely. Happy Easter to you. It's great to talk to you again. Okay, let me know how what you find out and what's working out for you. I'd like to know that.
I know that.
All right. I appreciate it. Happy Easter again. Bye-bye.
Same to you, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take another call. Looks like you're calling from area code 917 also. Another 917. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Happy Easter to you. This is
same
Ellen
to you.
From New York. Hi. This is Ellen from New York.
Hello, Ellen. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes.
Good.
And as you're talking about the flowers, I'm visualizing them because I know a little bit about flowers. I used to have a garden. I don't now.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. So, yeah, let me connect with the angels and the cardinals, see what would be a good flower for you to connect with, you know, virtually, obviously, during this time of quarantine, unless you're lucky enough to have flowers. You know, my favorite flower, I'm in California. I love the California poppy. That's like my favorite flower. They're so pretty and bright, and there's the orange one, there's a yellow one, and they're, you know, and different shades. There's even a white one. They're just so pretty when you see the field of poppies and the red ones. I just love the poppies. Those are my favorite flowers. Just a little bit of tidbit of information about myself. So, okay, Ellen, your flower is a flower that it's kind of an exotic flower. It's called the Banksia or Banksia. I'm not sure how you say it, but it's B-A-N-K-S-I-A. And it's this really long flower, kind of looks like a, I'll explain it. It kind of looks like a loofah, you know, like how you scrub your back with like a loofah kind of thing. It almost looks like that, but it's like a bright yellow, like this bright, bright, bright yellow. And it's about new beginnings. And it's about, you know, helping you taking this time as an opportunity to rise up and become more strong and more determined. So I feel like you're already a super very focused and determined person, but the essence of this flower can help you to be more focused. And in particular, I feel like you have a lot of humanitarian kind of energy around you. You're a person that is very helpful and gives to others. And you have a sense, you can create the sense of community and getting people together in a way that is uplifting and encouraging, like almost like a true politician, but not like what we think of like our stereotypical politician. You know, I mean like somebody that can really get things done and create a sense of healing in a community. So there's a lot of things that this flower can help you with. It can help you to connect with that part of you. And I see a lot of roots on you. So you're like this tree that has a ton of roots. Like but I don't mean it in a bad way. It means that, well, first of all, you're very grounded, but you're grounded in all these different things. You have all these different aspects of yourself that are all coming up from the roots to create this tree. But what I'd like you to do is, even though you have these roots down, focus also on the upper part of the tree. Let the leaves come out. Let the foliage come out, okay? So the world can see all these beautiful talents and things that you have, because you're a person that tends to give more than you receive. I feel that. To try to have that in balance. Let the world see all your beauty so that they can appreciate the wonderful things. And when the leaves fall, you know, like it happens in the autumn, it's going to grow back even more amazing. You're just one of the more grounded people. And the roots also, like I keep seeing, is just all these different things. But when I see the roots go down for you, it's like really down in the center of the earth. So there's a strong, do you regularly practice some kind of grounding exercises?
Actually, no, I do Reiki. I started doing Reiki regularly a couple of months ago.
Aha.
And I do think that has helped me. It's helped clear a lot of the stuff from my life. Yes.
Yeah, I totally get that, because you're just very, very, very grounded. But you want to try to think about how you can find the balance between the divine energy way up there in the earth, like in the etheric chakras, like above the crown of your head, and the earth chakras. You want to think about how you can bring them both together in your center, so that you can kind of meld the spiritual with the physical and have that sense of balance with you. But yeah, I do see all the flowers around you, and this Banksia flower can really help you to think about the opportunities, what you can do with the Reiki, what you can do with this sense of helping and the sense of that, all these ideas and talents, many talents that you have. So try to think about what that could be. You know, have pictures of this flower on your computer, mm-hmm. or just wherever, and just meditate upon it and see what comes up for you. It sounds really exciting.
It does. I'm going to say thank you so much. That was just a wonderful reading. And the few times you talked about, well, you feel this and you feel that, you're getting this and that from me, I think you are on target.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's kind of more, the thing is, I just learned to trust what I feel, and I don't really overanalyze it. I just say, this is what I get, this is what I get, without analyzing it. And if it helps somebody, great. You know, like I don't see myself like, you know, like this super psychic. I think we're all psychic. You know, I think we all have these abilities. It's just, do we trust them or do we not? That's, you know, and I just kind of learned to more just trust what I get. I guess that's really what it is.
Well, you did a great job, and I want to say thank you again.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Well, have a great rest of your Sunday.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good luck. Bye. Okay. Let's go to someone calling from area code 310. Let's get you on the line. Yep. Let me unmute you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Mindy from Los Angeles. Well, welcome, Mindy. I hope that you're doing well.
Thank you. I love the concept of a flower reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can actually buy this deck of cards I'm using. It's called Flower Therapy Oracle Cards. You know, they're only like maybe $10 or $15. I'm sure you can buy them through Amazon or through Hay House Radio or Hay House, which is where I got them from. But they're fairly inexpensive. Or you can make your own oracle if you find some pictures of flowers and you cut them out, and you can just, you know, connect with the flowers and just randomly draw a flower out. There's lots of different things you can do. But I like working with the flowers, and I like the idea of just healing us. I feel very connected to the divine when I'm out in nature. And it kind of makes me feel sad that a lot of the parks and stuff are closed right now, because I love going out to the park. I'm like, so I'm kind of like, in my mind, when I meditate, I put my energy in the park. That's the best I can do. Like, imagine that I'm there. It tends to work, but it's not the same as actually being there, obviously, but it's still good. I want to, for you, Mindy, I want to just actually send you some healing energy. I feel like there's a lot of energies that are being bombarded around you right now, and I feel like it's kind of overwhelming you a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to ask Archangel Raphael to be with you, and also Archangel Michael, to clear some of this energy that's around you. And I'm sending you virtually, and anyone else that wants to join and help in to healing energy to Mindy, to help her to be grounded, to be centered, to be love, and just feeling that sense of peace around you, surrounding you in this beautiful aura, this glow. So I see you surrounded in like this iridescent, beautiful bubble, almost like a pearl. It's beautiful. And it's really just, and it's bringing down your angels. Your guides are really there connecting with you, and they're telling you what to work on. They're helping you to make these changes you're trying to make, eating healthier, you know, working out, all these things that you're feeling guided to do. They're saying, take small steps. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just take it one step at a time. And say no to things that don't bring you joy, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. It could be a TV show. I cannot even watch the news right now. It's just so overwhelming.
Right.
And I don't usually watch the news anyways, but, you know, everything's coronavirus this and coronavirus that. And, you know, it's so, and if you're a sensitive person, you know, like it's overwhelming for your system. So do you have a bathtub in your home?
Yes.
So what you could do is fill up the bathtub with some Epsom salt and some mm-hmm. essential oils. And if you actually can, if you can buy some flowers, you can put flower petals in the water, and that will help the essence of that flower just absorb into your body. So, you know, a lot of people like to use white rose as a way to purify themselves, but it doesn't actually have to be flower petals. It could be flower essences if you have the oils, and you can order them through Amazon or mm-hmm. other places. You don't have to go out to do that. But also working with the Archangel Raphael, really helpful for you right now, just asking mm-hmm. Raphael to help heal you and sort of clear some of the things you've been working on. And I feel like there's a lot of healing happening in your heart chakra. And I'm seeing Raphael mm-hmm. like right now, like just sort of clearing, like literally like fanning some of that stuff in your heart chakra, telling you to forgive mm-hmm. yourself. He's saying that you've done nothing wrong. But they're also telling you to continue to work on detox. So drinking lots of water and lots of tea can really be good. Green tea, you know, detox tea, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff like that. Detox, detox, detox. And lemon, like lemon would be really good. Like just, you don't even mm-hmm. have to have tea. You can just heat up some water and put some lemon oil, like, you know, lemon juice in it. And that will really help to mm-hmm. kind of, to clear you.
Okay.
Also, just finding time to meditate and grounding is really helpful for you. Do you regularly ground yourself at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I work with Japa Mala, the mala beads.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's going to be helpful to you. Now, let's get into the flowers, because I know that wasn't flowers, but I always try to go with what I feel like the person
thank
that
you.
I'm talking to needs. So I felt that mm-hmm. you needed that. And I want to
thank you.
Thank you
for healing. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for allowing it. It just came through me. So I want to thank the spiritual forces that came through me. I'm just sort of the conduit, okay? So I don't want to, you know, inflate my ego, so to speak.
Sure.
So this is the flower. It's right on top of the deck that I drew for you. It's the daffodil. Daffodils are so mm-hmm. pretty. They're just these beautiful yellow flowers with this long tube kind of coming out the center. Hummingbirds love them because they have that really long tube in the center. But the daffodil is about sharing the message of love. Again, mm-hmm. so why is that appropriate? Well, we talked about your heart chakra, opening up that heart chakra and letting that love come out. So reconnecting with that like hippie side of yourself, you know, free love and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff that's coming to the surface. Remembering what that was like when you could be more free and letting that be present during this time. But the mm-hmm. daffodil lets that love flow within you and lets yourself heal. And it also helps you to be mindful of how love is being present in your life. You know, how do my words reflect love? How do my actions reflect love? So having all aspects of yourself come out to the highest frequency. And also, mm-hmm. you know, the rose itself is really good. If you have rose essence or rose water, it's a very, mm-hmm. very high frequency. It's a little expensive if you buy the essential oils, but if you put a couple of drops in the bath with you, or you can make a mist, you put some drops with some water in a spray bottle and you make like a rose mist, that can really elevate the frequency to love and just connect you with that divine. But I hear your angels and they're saying that we're just so happy to connect with you and to just be here with you during this time. They're saying, let love come in. Let your true self come through. Let it be in your aura. Stay true to yourself. Mm-hmm. But be mindful. Be mindful of what you're putting where you're putting your energy. That includes mm-hmm. So just also think about this, and this is true for everybody, that what we resist persists. So what mm-hmm. I mean by that, just for example, let's just say we're going to the grocery store because we need groceries. And in the back of our minds, we're thinking, oh my God, people are walking around with this coronavirus. Oh my, you know, like I actually caught mm-hmm. myself doing that. I was like, whoa, 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 calm down. You know, I have to refocus my thoughts and say, okay, I'm protected. I'm safe. just be mindful of what I'm putting in my energy, because like attracts like. So if we focus on the fear aspect of that, that's what we're going to experience when we go out into the store. We're going to experience the fear part of it. And all the people around us are going to be afraid, you know. But if we go to the store with the mindset of, okay, I'm calm, I'm safe, I'm loved, then that's what we're going to go into the store with. That's what we're going to be surrounded with. So that's what I mean about being mindful. Not just being mindful of what we allow into our space physically, but where are we putting our energy mentally? What are we thinking about? And what do we need to, you know, to let go? So being mindful is really important for anybody, not just for you or I, mm-hmm. but for all of us. Okay. So I hope that that was helpful for you, Ellen.
Absolutely.
Mindy, sorry. I said Ellen, you're Mindy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
My middle name is Eileen. A lot of people get it mixed up. They always think Ellen.
Well, the last caller was named Ellen. That's why I said that, I think. Yeah.
The daffodil is my favorite flower.
Oh, what? That's perfect. What a validation. That's great.
Yeah, it's my favorite flower. And I'm a medium. And I often get messages through flowers. And it's always when I'm being shown the flower, I need to understand what the meaning of the flower is. So I say, well, let's look this up afterwards.
Yeah.
There is that... The plant realm,
uh-huh.
that whole creationist energy of plants, which are so healing.
Yes.
So I very much appreciate what you did for me today. You know, to be a healer and then have lopsided energy, to have equal exchange of energy. And it's very rare that I find someone that can actually... have an equal exchange, and I felt that today. So
beautiful. I thank you. I feel like we have to be there for each other. We're all doing this work, you know, this spiritual work, and it's time for us to just you know, to go out and do it, and to you know, I don't know, I don't know if you listened to my show before, but I started doing this about 5 or 6 years ago, and I was pretty regular. I was doing it, I was going for it, and then I kind of take a step back and I have these self-sabotage things come up. And now that we're in this quarantine period, I feel like, whoa, I have to be out there. I have to be doing this work. You know, I have to follow this calling. And I hope that you're feeling the same. You know, if you're a medium, you have a great gift.
I have had, absolutely have had so many reach out calls, and I have found my energy depleted.
Yeah.
So I've had to stay off a little bit here and then get my energy repleted. And it's so, when you were talking about going out in the nature, that they call that creationist energy, to be around it, in Hebrew it's called Bria energy. It's like really being in creation, so important as you do the healing, as the healers that we are, to be in that nature energy. So it's important to go out. So
completely
to get revitalized, it's like, get revitalized. I know you understand what you're saying, so what I'm saying.
No, that's
here.
Great.
But thank you for bringing me the daffodils. I have a really deep connection with England, and I have a deep connection with Wordsworth, the poet that wrote all about daffodils.
Ooh,
so I'm taking up so much of your time. Yeah.
No, you're fine. You know what? I've got to the point where I trust what comes through, because what you say could help somebody else. So I'm just going with it. But it's been great talking with you, and thank you for doing your spiritual work. And I honor and respect you from the deepest place.
Thank you. And you too. I'll be in touch. Sunday?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I also have a website, and I'm doing this show. I'm starting it on Sundays right now, you know, but that may change. But right now it's Sundays at noon. That's kind of what I'm doing, well, Pacific time.
Wonderful.
So,
okay. I'll try and listen again. Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Take care.
Have a great one. Okay. I think I have time for one more call. It's about 10 minutes left. I can get one more call here. This is someone calling. You're calling from area code 512. Looks like you just called in. Hi. Welcome to my show. How are you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, I love fairies. I love flowers and excited. First time I called, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from today?
Colorado.
Colorado. I love Colorado. I've been there a few times. Beautiful place. Hopefully it's not too cold. Are you guys still getting snow, or is it kind of more spring-like?
There's still some snow in some part of the mountains. And it's probably like around 50, 60, almost 70. But it is cold. It is still cold.
Got it. Okay. Well, Lisa, I'm actually pulling cards from Robert Reeves' Flower Therapy deck today. Okay. And we've been talking about how flowers can be used to heal, to help us to connect with the divine. And I actually have two decks of cards. I have Archangel Raphael here because I work with Raphael and we're talking about healing. So there's a message here about the message on the card says changing physicians, but it doesn't have to mean changing doctors per se, but it could just mean changing where you get your healing from, whether that's, you know, if it is a specific medical practice you're following, or it could be maybe an alternative practice, just finding alternative things that might help you with whatever it is that you're needing assistance with. Doesn't necessarily have to be a doctor. So just notice how that might make sense to you for this time. Now here's the flower that I've drawn for you. And this is the orchid. Now we all know the orchid because they're very, very popular right now. They're all over the place. And orchids are very beautiful, come in all different kinds of colors and shapes. But orchid, according to the flower therapy now, this is about reaching for the stars and reaching for the best and the best possible version of yourself. And what it's saying is that you should only focus on what it is that you are desiring, the best, the highest, the most beautiful version of yourself. Okay. And thinking about where you want to go in terms of your dreams and your vision, and you know, breaking it down into little steps so you're not overwhelmed. You know, see the big picture, think about you could possibly desire, how you could get there, and just basically like reaching to the stars with your hand and bringing it down to yourself and taking specific steps to get there. So I hope that is resonating with you right now.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbroken. Thank you.
What's that?
A little bit heartbroken right now.
Oh, I see. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. A partner completely, I don't know who he was yesterday. He had a very big tantrum and it's weird. It didn't even look like it was him in his body. I don't know if I'm delusion anything, but it was just weird. But I'm praying to God that
he looked
different in his eyes.
Well, you know, think about how you might be able to connect with yourself. For you, you know, these in terms of what you just said, the orchid is like allowing you to just stay true to who you are and what it is that you're desiring for yourself. And if that means that it's not this particular partner, you know, it could be somebody else, but it's really more importantly, how can you connect with the deepest part of yourself and be true to everything that you are and blossom like, you know, like the beautiful flower that we all are. So that, what I would say is get a picture of the orchid, okay, and have an orchid, or you can buy an orchid and have that around you. So that'll help you to have the best in your life, the best partners, the best of your job, the best of your finances, whatever it is, the orchid can help you to have everything be at the peak for yourself and not settling for something. Okay.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you for calling in today. Yeah. Thanks, Lisa. All right. Let's see. I think I can take one more call. Let's do one more. Okay. We got someone calling from area code 863. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Happy Easter. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Can I have your name?
Yeah, this is Julia from Florida.
Julia from Florida. Okay. Well, Julia, I think it'll be my last call today. I got about 5 minutes left. So what I'm doing for the callers is I'm drawing cards from the Flower Therapy Oracle deck and telling you what flowers are good for you, what you can work with, and also working with the Archangel Raphael during this time. So for you, I have drawn... Now, this card came up today already, which is interesting, but it's the tulip. So I don't know if you heard this earlier, but the tulip is about taking time for yourself, going within, and just finding things that nurture you and who you are. The tulip can help you. So if you're finding during this quarantine period, if you've been feeling this kind of bored or just sort of, you know, kind of overwhelmed with everything, you can have a picture of the tulip, or you can go buy a tulip or have an actual tulip near you. But the tulip will help you to, you know, open up to your true self, help you to heal, help you to just really have a sense of who you truly are. It's kind of what I feel. That's true for a lot of us right now, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
have you been feeling a little bored?
Yeah, bored, restless, anxious, you know, mm-hmm. wondering what's going to happen, when this is going to come to a close, you know, when life will sort of find whatever the new normal is going to be.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so true. Well, you can work with the tulip. You can just go on your computer, maybe have some tulips as like the background on your wallpaper. It'll help you during this time to just really go within and just find a place of peace and help you to center. So just try to find a picture of a tulip that really works. You can Google tulips. There's, you know, millions of pictures. Find one that you just feel resonates with you and just have that around for a while so that you can kind of connect with the energy. And, you know, you can have it on your computer, you can have it on your phone, wherever you need to have that. But, you know, as you wake up in the morning, you can just connect with the energy of that and ask it to bring you a sense of peace, to help you to deal with this period. So, all right.
Beautiful. Thank you. And welcome,
you're welcome
back. I haven't heard you on Blog Talk in a while.
I know. It's been years since I've been here. I'm so glad to hear you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your support. I really do.
Thank you so much, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you as well. All right, guys. So I'm going to have to wrap it up here because we only got a few minutes left. But if you did like my show, please click like on Blog Talk Radio so that you can keep up with newer episodes. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. My website, ascensionmagic.com. Now I'm going to be creating some new shows coming up in the near future. I'm going to try to have some guests on the show. I'm going to keep you posted on that. But please enjoy the rest of your Easter. You know, please let me know if I talk to you today. Let me know how you're doing. I love to hear the success that I've actually helped you in some way. So please let me know. And just remember, you can use flowers to help you. You don't need to have the actual flower. You just need to have a picture of the flower or some kind of essence of the flower. So do something today to make yourself happy. Smile and know that all is well. And get through this, guys. We'll get through it together. Okay, we're going to end with some love here.